welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Woo, child, y'all. Happy Sunday. We made it through another week and about to go into another week. Lord, have mercy on our souls. So listen, I'm actually recording this the day after the vice presidential debates. And, you know, I saw a lot of memes and we were talking about Kamala's face. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready. I am ready to no longer fix my face. I am ready to not play into this respectability politics. And I'm tired of being palatable to my fragile coworkers. I don't know about y'all, but I'm done. So today we're going to talk about how we are going to work to transition to be more authentic. And so the title of this episode is, No, I Will Not Fix My Face. But up first, Corporate Warrior Spotlight. So guess what? Today's Corporate Warrior Spotlight goes out to you. If you are going to take up this charge to no longer pretend that everything's okay and you are just so awesomely wonderful and y'all can talk to me any kind of way, I'm no longer going to, you know, let you ruffle my feathers and all that stuff. If you are like me and like, you know what, I'm done, then you are my spotlight for the day. Because listen, child, what I don't have time for is being told that in order for me to make it to the top, I gotta fix my face. I gotta, you know, show up in a certain way. And so today, what I really want to talk about is how can we show up in a way that's not so much energy, right? Because it takes energy to fix your face. And it takes energy to, you know, be the happy person in the room. And, you know I always tell y'all, bring that energy, like use that to your advantage. And yes, but what happens when you're depleted? What happens when you're tired? What happens when you just don't have any more to give? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So first, I want you to get real honest with yourself. It's 2020, the year of the pandemic and all the climate change and the crashing economy, and it's an election year. Oh, and by the way, I'm black in this country and they trying to kill us, on top of nobody wants me to have the right to decide over what I want to do with my uterus as a woman. So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to wrap your mind around. Oh, and then by the way, I got to show up at work on this computer. And thank God I have a job, right? Thank the Lord I have a job. So all y'all sisters out there, y'all got a job. We're going to praise break. So here's the problem. And I really have spent a lot of time thinking about this in the last 24 hours. Many people, I think one of the most notable tweets that I saw last night was from Kerry Washington, the actress. And she was just basically putting it out there, like how difficult it is for us as Black women to continue to show up and balance this requirement to not be seen as angry and be accepted and likable. Kerry Washington wrote, "Okay, at Dana Bash CNN, call me if you want to talk about the mental and emotional gymnastics required of Black women in these situations. There's not a chance in the world Kamala Harris wasn't thinking about this. We don't ever not think about it. Her superpower, making it look easy, because Lord knows it's not." I want you guys to take this moment in time. I want you to collect all these memes that are talking about, like, "Hey, sis, we see you. And we know that took a lot of mental and emotional energy. And we recognize that. But I think this is a good time for us to get together with our coworkers, especially since, you know, Black Lives Matter right now at work. So let's remind them of all the things they said in June and how much they cared back then. And let's come back to that. And let's have the conversation at work to say, hey, this happens to me. I am battling this mental battle every day with you people in this job." So what's the right way to say that? In your one-on-one with your boss, and as we've discussed in previous episodes, your one-on-one is for you. You should be driving it. You should own that agenda. And part of your agenda should say psychological safety, check. That should be part of your one-on-one agenda now with your boss. Because why? Black Lives Matter. And so what I need you to do is at that point in time, in your one-on-one with your boss this coming up week or 2 weeks, you should never have more than 2 weeks in between one-on-ones, okay? Unless there's some good, clear rationale, right? But again, these are your meetings. You drive them. So when you get to that bullet point in the agenda for this meeting, you say, "Hey, did you happen to see the vice presidential debates?" And they'll be like, "Yeah," or "No," or whatever. Either way, that's fine, right? Say, "Well, not trying to get political, but something that I want to point out to you is there was a lot of chatter in the zeitgeist about how Kamala Harris has to walk this fine line of how she shows up because she doesn't want to show up as an angry Black woman on TV. And the reason why I bring this up is because there are many times that I too am spending a lot of emotional and mental labor and energy working on that same thing, on showing up in a way that makes people comfortable. So now I just want you to be aware of that. And I'm going to be working to try to spend less energy on that and more energy on my actual work. What that means going forward is that you may see me in some situations and you may feel a certain kind of way. My ask of you is that we actually have a dialogue or conversation about it, because I want to find the right space for me to hold in meetings and how I show up with my coworkers. And so what that means is I'll need real-time feedback from you about how I'm showing up so that I can start to discern what is less energy for me to think about and it's more natural for me and it's authentic. And so I'm not spending that mental energy versus making everybody comfortable. Somewhere there's a sweet spot and I'm going to be working actively to find it, so that I can deliver even greater work than I have been delivering since we've been working together. That's how I need you to help me, one, with real-time feedback. And then I also need you to help with the narrative, right? So if you hear somebody speaking negatively around how I showed up or if I made them uncomfortable, I'll need your help in pressing them on asking them why. Why is that? Why is it that when Felicia holds space in a room or in a meeting, if she speaks up or speaks out, if she pushes back, if she's trying to move the needle on a project, why does that make my coworker feel uncomfortable? I think it's time we have that conversation. So I would really appreciate your partnership as I'm working to grow and develop in my career. I really like working here. And so I'm just really want to be focused on being highly self-aware. But while I'm being highly self-aware, I also want to stop spending energy that is not focused on my direct work. Does that make sense? I'd like to have a dialogue about this. Do you happen to have any questions? Is there any other ways that you think you may be able to help me? Maybe some things I need to think about as I continue to work to navigate the organization. And then you have the dialogue, right? That's what you want to say at this point. And so you also want to talk to some of your key coworkers that you, the people you work with all the time. And you want to have the same conversation with them. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but we also need to talk about it because I realize I'm spending a lot of mental and emotional energy trying to manage how I show up so that I make other people comfortable. And that's taking away from mental energy I could be using towards moving the needle on work. So I'm working to find the right balance between my authentic self and showing up in a way that's efficient and effective and productive. The way you can help me is by giving me real-time feedback after meetings. At some point along this journey, I'll find a sweet spot and I can stop worrying about how I show up. I will have built enough credibility with the team and the organization and all the people I'm working with, and there'll be an understanding of how I show up and that anything I say, any facial expression I make is not personal. It's just a part of my personality. And there you have it. That's the conversation I need all of us to have. When we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about things that we need to think about going forward as we go on this journey. Because if we think it's going to be easy, I'm here to tell you it's not. When we get back from the break. So do you need help with a work dilemma, but you ain't got $40, so you can't schedule a coaching call? Well, I'll make a deal with you. If you agree to do a coaching call that I can air on the show, then you get a free coaching call. So hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. And if you are open to having your issue be known to the internet, but you get some great advice and some great information, then email me at ask@trillmba.com and we'll talk. And if I feel that your situation is very similar to a lot of ours and that everyone would benefit from learning what to do in your particular situation, then I will have you on the show. We can also disguise your voice so you can be anonymous. So there's that too. So hit me up, let me know, and let's get back to the show. And we are back. So in the first segment today, I gave you the words to use to go to your manager, to go to your coworkers, and let them know that you're going to start this journey of being a more authentic leader. And what that may look like and how they can help you. So, Felicia, why are you setting this up this way? Well, we got to get buy-in, right? Unfortunately, we can't just show up and show out. We can't just be like, I am Kamala Harris on the call. That's not going to quite work for us. We got to be a little more strategic. And so in that, you want to think through who is going to be your allies and who's going to advocate for you, number one. Number two, as you start working towards, you know, what is that balance of you just showing up, basically speaking directly and saying whatever you need to say, right? And not having to worry about people's feelings. What this does is this gives you some sound bites and some talking points so that if you do happen to offend one of your coworkers and they happen to run around.
Do you know what Felicia did? Do you know what she said to us in this meeting? Oh my God.
So that's going to happen as you go on this journey of being your more authentic self. So the mitigation plan is you've already communicated ahead of time that there are going to be some people that you might accidentally rub the wrong way. Now your boss can help you if she hears this feedback about you. Then she can say, oh, yeah, you know, I'll give her the feedback. She's working to figure out what the perfect spot is between her showing up authentically, her being efficient and effective in her communication, something she's working through. So, you know, I would suggest that you give her that feedback directly. Ah, that's the other thing I forgot to tell y'all. Ask your boss to ask any coworkers who come to them and complain about you. Ask your boss, hey, can you ask them to give me that feedback directly if they're comfortable? I would love to have the dialogue with them, you know, one-on-one. So make sure you put that in there with the ask for your boss. Because first of all, adults should be talking to each other. We should be giving each other the benefit of the doubt. And so that's what you're doing, is also asking for the benefit of the doubt as you grow and develop. Because we all want to grow and develop, right? Right. So that's the rationale behind this tactic. And so I want you to think through, what are some of the things or ways that you're going to get pushback from? Let's say, you know, your style is more direct and you just want to say it how it is. You don't want to sugarcoat it, right? So letting your boss know that ahead of time, that you're going to be, you know, figuring out those sweet spots where you're not using a lot of mental energy to figure out how to sugarcoat things, that's going to go a very long way in this process. And also, it'll show self-awareness, which is a leadership trait that high potential talent demonstrates, right? So you want to make sure that you are communicating in these ways. I hope that all makes sense. If you have any questions, or you need some help on this, you need some help with wording, hit me up at ask@trillmba.com and I will reply to your email. Just reference this episode and let me know, like, hey, I want to have this conversation with my boss, but my boss, you know, is like this. Or, hey, Felicia, I had this conversation with my boss and here's what happened. I am happy to help you mitigate through anything that sideswipes or blindsides you if you use these tactics, right? So just hit me up. Again, email is ask@trillmba.com and I will definitely get back to you. Always, you guys, if I don't respond within like 24 to 48 hours, email me again. Sometimes emails just get lost in translation. Now, when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about the most important thing. Spoiler alert, your mental health. When we get back from the break. Hey, how big is your network? Are we connected? You listen to the show. You know I know a lot of people. So why haven't I seen you on the internet? Here are a couple things you can do to plug into the TrillMBA network. One, you can head on over to LinkedIn and follow us on our page at TrillMBA Show on all socials. So LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go on over there and connect with me. Say hi at
at me. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. What are you going through? How can I help? Right? You know, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. You can always go to trillmba.com, sign up for our freebies. We're always adding new guides and tips and tricks and tactics and videos to help you through this thing called corporate, workplace, life. Whew, it's a lot, I know. So connect with me, let me know how I can help you. Let's get these promotions, ladies. Listen, I want you to get more coins and I want you to help the next crop of women behind you, okay? So let's get it. And if you need anything, hit me up, okay? At Trill MBA Show, everywhere on the internet. Now, let's get back to the show. And we are back, and we're gonna wrap this up with the most important thing.
The most important thing.
All right, guys, look. The most important thing is that we protect our mental health. That is the most important thing. And I'm telling you right now, I realize watching Kamala Harris have to sit up there and basically just be really nice to somebody who didn't deserve it because he's a white man in America. To also sit there and listen to white male voters say that Pence showed up and he was polished and he did a good job when all he did was sit up there and not answer questions and evade and lie. And I mean, even the fly thought he was bullshit. So like, this was just a mirror of what happens to us at work every day. We have to literally sit in meetings with white dudes who lie, smoke in mirrors, pretend like they're working, throw us under the bus, cut us off, all those things. And so as we're matriculating through this corporate journey for us who are gonna keep fighting because we wanna be that representation that we don't see now, what we're gonna do is we are going to first breathe and smile. And then we are going to communicate as warmly and directly as possible. But we are also going to protect our peace and our mental health. So if you feel yourself getting frustrated, just leave the room. Leave the call. Say, oh, my internet. Say, oh, I'm sorry, I have to run to the restroom. Right? I think the biggest thing I've learned is, one, never let them see you sweat, right? Because that's what they want. But then two, we also have to stop pretending so much so that it's costing us our mental energy. And so we have to take it upon ourselves to, one, communicate what we need to keep our peace. Two, we have to get real clear on who we are and how we show up. And we have to articulate that and let people know that ahead of time. So then you don't take them by surprise. They know you and they know you ain't for they BS. And when people in meetings, when they cut you off, I want you to do exactly what Kamala did last night. I want you to look at them firmly, smile, right? Claire Huxtable, and say, excuse me, I wasn't quite finished with my point, like I was saying, and then you keep talking.
He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Is he only going to repeal part of the Trump tax cuts?
If you don't mind letting me finish, we can then have a conversation, okay?
Please.
Okay.
Because for them to come back at you is rude. Now, let's say they escalated. So you look at them because they're going to be pissed. And so they're going to act out. You stay calm. You look at them and you go, are you okay? And I guarantee you, they gonna show their monkey ass. And it's not gonna be you, it's gonna be them, right? Right. And you just be like, I just wanna make sure you're okay, because your behavior is out of character. Definitely doesn't align to our company's culture or leadership behaviors. You know, maybe we should take this offline. Now, for your mental health, please take your vacation days. Please take your breaks. In fact, there's a fabulous opportunity, an excuse, a great excuse for you to take some time off. So Tuesday, October 20th, 2020, is Hookie Day. So this will be the second annual Hookie Day. I'm so excited. It's a professional skip day for mental health, sponsored by Hookie Wellness. So you can go on over to hookiewellness.com. It was started by my classmate, Arena Sargent, who basically got burned the heck out at her job and just was like, you know what? I got through this, but I want to help other people get through this too. Or I'm still working through it. She might still be working through it. I'm trying to get her on the show next week because I really want us to dig into why we don't take our time off. And I am guilty, right? I am guilty of just grinding, grinding, grinding. You guys, we have to protect our mental health, right? So please, please, please think about skipping out on work on October 20th. It's a Tuesday. And go do something safely for yourself. Protect yourself, wear your PPE, you know, follow all the CDC guidelines that, you know, pertain to you and yours. But honestly, prayers up for Kamala. This is going to be a heck of a ride. And let's normalize not fixing our face. Let's instead protect our mental health and start communicating. This is how we show up. This is us being professional. Okay? Okay. And no more of this respectability bullshit. Like, it's 2020. We do matter. Our mental health matters. And it is really time for us to own it. Right? And we can own it in a way that keeps our jobs intact. And so I think staying cool, calm, collected, but being very open and honest about who we are and how we're going to show up from now on will take us a long way. So don't be afraid to have the conversation, okay? That's the show for today. Just want us to take care of ourselves. So if you need help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillinba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillinba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillinba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me, or you can hit me up at ask@trillinba.com to submit your question or concern. So I hope you guys start preparing for Hookie Day. I know I am. I'm actually moving that week. So I'm probably going to take a couple Hookie Days so I can move and then also protect my mental peace because I hate moving. So you guys, until next week, stay safe, stay sane. Don't fix your face. No more. Not going to fix our face. And if it makes it uncomfortable, yeah. And until next time, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.